In a country proud of its reputation of politeness, things are getting a bit rude. Justin Trudeau has seen his popularity wane with several personal and financial scandals.
One thing to note is that Justin Trudeau was wildly popular in 2015. He was much less popular in 2019, and he's become increasingly unpopular in recent months. In fact, he's one of the less, you know, lesser liked leaders. And the fact is that despite that, he's still got a good chance of winning.
Trudeau has been targeted by his main rivals for calling an early election. His hope, to convert a successful pandemic response into a parliamentary majority.
Mr. Trudeau called an election that's costing us $600 million rather than keeping the Delta variant from spreading.
Alberta, the strongest socially conservative province, is in the midst of a COVID state of emergency, one caused by its premier lifting all COVID measures on July the 1st, a move that the federal Conservative Party leader, Erin O'Toole, endorsed at the time. This could prove to be the turning point for Trudeau's team.
The choices that leaders make in a crisis matter. Half measures won't do to fight this pandemic.
The tension is escalating. Predicting how it might play out is where the experts go to the basics.
If we look back on this years from now and ask ourselves, why did Erin O'Toole lose? I suspect a big reason is going to be he kept flip-flopping on issues and people didn't know what he believed in and didn't trust him.
While some have lost faith in O'Toole, others still have it for Trudeau.
I think that Canada still has some sort of trust in Trudeau's government, so I think there'll probably be a minority Liberal.
Pollsters will tell you that the Alberta emergency is a gift to the Liberals.
It really depends on the level to which Justin Trudeau can exploit it politically, and then it depends on the extent to which, in the face of political advantage grabbing or exploitation, I'm going to take this and I'm going to run with it, it changes voters' minds.
With the two major parties deadlocked, and the polls showing voter apathy as well as anger, whomever forms government is going to need to lead a nation starved for a pre-pandemic normal. Jody Vance, Al Jazeera, Montreal.